coming from Lakers with 29 seconds left. Tries to feed into Christian Mascaro, but Grant Harris saves it. Back up to McBrayer. Grant Harris now on the baseline. Goes around. A little reverse around the hoop. Goes no good. Rebound Nathan Kaczynski to Evan Kaczynski. Over to Schutte across the timeline. 13 seconds remain. 59-45. USA over Lakers. Andrew May takes the three. This one goes no good. Rebound McBrayer. 6-5 seconds to go. Grant Harris, the left, slows things down. McBrayer dribbling around over to number 15, Drew Dutcher, and that's going to do it. Final score in USA. The Patriots are victorious. They now go to 9-1 in the GTC West standing, tied for first with the Reese Rockets, with 1 week to go in the remainder of the season. 59-45, USA over Lakers. Final score in Patriot Country. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school sports. We'll be back in about 60 seconds to wrap this thing up.
At Bayportscape Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayportscape Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayportscape Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayportscape Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Bend, Franklin, and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Well, we're here in USA. Final score, 59, USA. Lakers, 45. Let's go individual stats. First by the quarters. At the score after one, USA was leading 15-10. At halftime, 31-26. After three, USA stretched up to 13, 48-35. And the final score stretched up to 14, 59-45. Let's first start with the Lakers players. Andrew Meade went 3-for-4 from the free throw line for 3 points. Nick Bose had 8 points, six of those coming in the first half. Evan Gasho had 7 points. Kyle Binder had 4. Evan Kaczynski with 3. Jared Schutte with 3. And Paul Zwemmer leading Lakers scores with 17 for a total of 45 points. They didn't shoot a single free throw in the first half. They won 2, 4, 6, 8 for 10 in the second half, or 80%. From the free throw line, 80% overall for the game. On the USA side of things, Nick Fletcher went 7 points, Kyle Fletcher with 12, Sean Faber with 8 points, Sean McBrayer with 3. Dan Rick led all USA scorers with 21, 11 of those in the first half. He was perfect from behind the arc. And Brendan Ballard with 6 points, 4 of those in the second half. They went 3-for-5 in the second half from the free throw line for 60%. Overall, 6-for-8 for 75%. So not too bad for either team from the free throw line. John, what do you have over there?
Percentages tell a story, really. In the second half for the USA, they really kicked it up a notch a bit. They were totally 11-for-22, 50%, while the Lakers were 5-for-17, 29%. Overall, the entire game, Lakers shot 39% to USA's 44%. And to tell you the truth, that pretty much dictates a win for the USA Patriots.
One more score to hear. Grant Harris had 2 points. I missed that one in the third quarter. So Grant Harris had 2 points as well. John? Where was the majority of the shots coming from for USA?
For USA, actually layups, believe it or not. I mean, they had their way with them. There was, 6 three-point attempts in the second half, and everything else was on the inside. And a lot of looks at the basket, but they decided not to shoot, of course, to milk the clock a little bit because they knew the clock was the enemy and Lakers couldn't catch them.
Well, closing thoughts, John?
Well, USA's holding serve. Upset City didn't hit them tonight. They are hosting Vassar pretty soon. And then, of course, that game is going to set up the match over at Reef. And that, of course, if everything goes the way it's supposed to go according to plan, that could be the championship game for the West.
That's right. And as far as our schedule goes for next week, on Tuesday, we are in Ubley to carry the Brown City at Ubley game, which will basically decide the GTC East, with Harbor Beach losing at home to Marlette tonight, 72-66, a six-point victory there for Marlette. They're leading by 10 at halftime. Harbor Beach just been overcome there. So now Ubley leads 7-2 by a whole game over Harbor Beach at 6-3. If Ubley wins out, they clinch the East altogether. If Ubley loses to Brown City on Tuesday and Harbor Beach beats
Mayville,
then they tie. Very interesting in the East. On the West side of things, our Thursday game is USA at Reef. This one is for all the marbles. Whoever wins this one is the GTC West champion. Should be pretty interesting. We're pretty excited. USA now finishes the season at home. They have Vassar at home on this court on Tuesday. They now have won four of their last five, I should say, and they've won 14 of their last 15. They start out the season 0-3, and it's been 23 days now since their last loss at Bad Axe at Buzzer, 56-59.
Are they peaking at the right time?
I would say so. With USA's win tonight, they're tied with Reese at 9-1 top grade from West to clash on Thursday at Reese. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
This is like adding an extra or a preliminary week to March Madness.
These are like the play-in games in the field of 68 now of the NCAA tournament. Should be fun.
Anything can happen, as we all know.
That's right.
What happened today.
That's right. Well, for John Mooney, color commentary, I'm Clark Ramsey, play-by-play and producer of this broadcast. Back in the studio pushing the buttons, Michael Kaufman, Jason Scott, and Jerry Stocker. For all of us at WLAW Sports, your home for high school basketball. We'll see you on Tuesday, Brown City at Ubley. Until then, so long, happy trails.